Another edition of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent and Dr. Michelle Eller. Dr. Eller, we are talking about all things transportation this week here on the Midweek Minute. It's Love the Bus Month.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, we're in the month of February. It's loving everything, right? We just celebrated Valentine's Day, and we are loving everything dealing with transportation. Why is transportation so vital to a school and getting students to and from wherever they're going, whether it's a field trip or to and from home or a sporting event?
Well, we know that transportation and childcare are two barriers. Mm-hmm. And so by providing transportation for our students, we eliminate a barrier for them to be able to receive their education.
Yeah.
And so, and we're putting them on a safe vehicle to be able to be transported from home to school. Mm-hmm. And for us, it's vital for our community. You know, almost half of our students rely on that each and every day in order to come to our schools.
Yeah. There's so much surrounding transportation. You know, I think a lot of people just take for granted when they see the school bus in the morning or in the afternoon. You know, they don't really understand what goes behind it.
Right.
Exactly. And so you've got some great guests here.
Yes.
You've got Ward King, Transportation Supervisor. You've got Christine Goodson, Transportation Supervising Assistant. And you've got Tom Osborne, CFO and Operations Supervisor. So welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Glad y'all are here. Where do we even begin with this, Dr. Eller? I mean, you've got an incredible team here that oversees these day-to-day operations. Talk to us about the importance of making sure that transportation, all things transportation, runs smoothly in a school system.
Well, for us, we need to make sure when we have buses that are operational, that's important. Then second, we've got to have qualified individuals who can, you know, drive those buses.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think people realize all that goes into play with becoming a bus driver. Mm-hmm. From the training to, you know, those hours that it takes, and then just the magnitude of being behind a bus wheel, you know, having students behind you, ensuring that you've gotten to the right stop, you've gotten them off at the right stop, you know, all those factors that go into play, and then, you know, ensuring that everything is smooth from start to finish. And with our drivers, you know, most of them, that's the first face of Sylacauga City Schools that those students see every morning.
That's right.
And so, you know, that can project their day from here on out. You know, that might be the first smile, the first greeting. And so our drivers really play a vital role in what we do, and we couldn't do it without them.
Well, I know you've got a bunch of drivers. You've got a bunch of people that I know are, you know, vital to picking up the students and taking them home. And who does that comprise of in terms of the workers that just do that? Are there any, you know, coaches that also drive, teachers, you know, different things of that nature?
Sure. Well, we have a number of folks, right? We have self-employed individuals that'll drive a bus, go to their work, drive a bus in the afternoon. We have some teachers that will drive for their athletic coaching and things of that nature. But I think we'd be amiss if we didn't really just recognize, with February being Love the Bus Month, you know, recognize the essential role of the school bus drivers and the entire transportation staff, right? So I'm going to run through a list, if that's okay. We want to recognize these folks because of the contribution that they provide to our school system, to our students, and our entire school community. Summer Curtis, Leanne Manning, Junior Owings, Christine Goodson, Randolph Pankowitz, John Arendt, Ralph Booker, Don Bozeman, Nate Brewer, Michael Bryant, Dale Pogue, Gail Salters, Jason Smith, Mary Thompson, Andre Wilson, Ward King, Justin Browning, Veronica Holdsclaw, Brenda Stone, Danielle Perkins, Keena Kelly, Sharon Culberson. And then we also have a couple coaches that drive for their specific sports. So you have Barry Strickland.
Yeah.
We also have Michael Morris. Mm-hmm. And so some of those folks just drive for their groups because they're coaching and teaching and stuff like that.
Sure.
We have some that are retired folks that do this, you know, just for supplementing income and because they care about kids in our community, and others, it's a career. And so the benefit that we have in Alabama is that if you're a bus driver, you're considered a full-time employee with full-time benefits.
Right.
And it's equal to about 4 hours a day.
You know,
2 hours roughly in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon. But if you think about it, it's the first in the morning. I mean, you're looking at 6 a.m. to 8 a.m.
Yeah.
And then the end of the day, you're looking at 2, 2.30 to 4, 4.30. Mm-hmm. Then some even take trips in the evening. So it's a dedicated group.
And
it's equivalent to maybe three classrooms riding behind you in the number of students, right?
Yeah,
if your average classroom is 22 and we're driving 66 kids, there's three classrooms behind you. So not only are you trying to manage that, but then you're also trying to drive a big old long bus down a road, narrow road that you're completely fulfilling. And so it takes a little bit, and that's why we started adding some aides to the buses to help with some of the student management, because we do have several new drivers.
Okay.
Right? We run 13 routes on the daily. When I first got here 3 years ago, we ran 16 routes. It's not because we've lost students.
Yeah.
It's simply because we don't have the drivers to manage it.
Okay.
And so we're at 13 routes currently, and we just recently purchased 4 brand new buses.
Okay.
So you'll see and recognize those new buses as they have the black stripe with the yellow lettering on the side that says Sylacauga City Schools versus the traditional yellow side with black letters.
Okay.
And so we have we probably have about 20 buses in our fleet that we utilize. And like I said, we run 13 of them on daily. 4 of them are brand new. The state does provide fleet renewal so that you get so much money for every year for each bus that's within 10 years or younger.
Okay.
And so that's kind of how we start to replenish and replace buses as they start to age out.
So going into the specifics of the buses themselves, let's just talk about that for a second, because I think this is interesting. The last time I was on a school bus was honestly when I was a kid, probably in middle school. I didn't take the bus to and from school, but on a field trip, and my vision, my memory, if it serves me correctly, was the windows that you would pinch your fingers off, to be able to push them from both sides to up, lower, and raise them up. The bench seat, the leather that was.
We have air conditioning on our buses.
Okay, I was going to say,
we don't have to take down the window anymore.
Well, I remember it being either really, really hot or really, really cold. And so I know that, there are improvements. So what do the buses look and feel like today to students that are taking them to and from?
I think that's important for Christine and Ward to go ahead and tackle this one.
Yeah,
the new buses are nice. It's not like the ones we had when we were in school where you open and close the door with that handle.
Right.
These are just a switch and, you turn your reds on and your hazards and all that. And it's very comforting for the kids. And they're not as loud as they used to be either. The noise have, the engine noise has calmed down on the buses a lot. So
yeah, I remember you couldn't really even talk to your person next to you. So you, Christine, deal with several different things, but particularly field trips. What does that type of coordination look like when you have irregular type of events that you have to coordinate a bus driver for and to make sure that that's organized?
Oh, wow. Luckily for us, like Tom had mentioned, we have a lot of our coaches that drive their teams and to and from, they work all day and then they drive their team. But for to do all that and get it organized, it takes a lot behind the scenes, a lot of communication back and forth, because sometimes the trips do get rescheduled and you have to figure it out, and it's just relying on the drivers and making sure that everybody, is there when they need to be. And it takes a lot behind, there's a lot of movement behind the scenes.
Well, I think about the weather day that occurred, in January.
Yeah.
That we're in the middle of basketball season.
You're right.
We've got a JV team, we've got a varsity boys, we've got a varsity girls.
Yeah.
And, having that weather, that impeding weather coming in, totally disheveled the schedule that week.
Yeah.
And so it's not just a matter of, hey, when can your team play? It's, okay, now I've got to find transportation so that my team can get there.
Right.
And a driver that is available to take me.
Yeah.
And some of the teams are having to push their schedules back because we do not have enough drivers. So they're just having to push them back till 4 to get on the bus to be able to go. And that's after the routes are done and completed. So, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. So I don't know if this is maybe a question for Christine or for Ward here, but when it comes to training a school bus driver or maybe it's a question for Tom. I don't know. We've got five people in the room and four microphones, so we're sitting here trying to figure out who's going to answer what.
It won't be me.
It won't be you. Okay. It won't be me either. So it's process elimination. What happens when it comes to training? Because now you're doing on the job training, right? You can be hired and get trained through Sylacauga City Schools. So I'm going to just leave it open to any of y'all to talk about.
You go ahead.
Ward's like, I'm just leaving Christina.
You're good. Yeah. You go ahead. Okay. Well, to train somebody, that first they have to get their permit, which you go to. There's some study material online that you go and you get. They do that on their own. Mm-hmm. Then when they get done and they come back to us and they have their permit in hand, that's when we get the ball rolling.
Okay.
The state has narrowed a lot of stuff down to where it's not as difficult as it used to be. But it's still safety and all that stuff you have to learn.
Yeah.
But training is just getting you in there and how fast you learn. And the three-day class that you'll have to go take somewhere else, there's a three-day with state that you have to sit down and do. And that would be pretty much your road test where they, you know, you pass or you fail. But luckily, we have very good turnout on our training. I haven't had the opportunity to train but a few times, and I'm still kind of getting used to it. But we're excited to get, you know, for us to be able to have that opportunity to be able to offer that to the new employees for Sylacauga.
Tom, you're talking about the, just the idea of having 60-something students behind you. It kind of made me think about training, practicing on a football field before a big game and blasting the speakers, you know, to get you ready for the crowd noise. You know, you kind of see that in college athletics.
Well, there is a lot to that.
Yeah,
you know, that a lot of people don't realize is when that driver gets behind that steering wheel, every day, these guys, when I say they're dedicated because that's a lot to that. Putting that age on the bus has helped out a lot.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yes. With the discipline, our write-ups has went way down.
Yeah.
And, I still, a lot of times, you know, people don't realize that the aide is an employee of the school and they're on their for that purpose to help manage student management with the kids.
Right.
And, you know, I've had some complaints about, you know, the student management part of it because of the aides.
Right.
But when I overall look at the write-ups and they've cut in half this year, then I know it's working.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, and that's a plus. Yeah, these guys, they come in, they're dedicated, and a lot of parents don't know that, a lot of public don't know. They come in at 5:30 in the morning. Crank the buses up on cold days, get them warmed up for the kiddos, and then we start running routes. And then in the afternoons, you know, they come in and check their buses out, make sure, you know, they got to push a button, make sure there's no child left behind on the bus.
Right.
And, yeah, that's a lot of dedication right there. And, and we keep increasing more students on certain routes. And so there's a lot of time invested into that, even though – they work a regular job in between just like we do.
Right.
You know, when I drive mornings and I drive afternoons till we get more drivers, there's a short window that, you know, I got to communicate with the schools, the parents, watch videos. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a daily thing.
Yeah.
And we got this new system called BusRite that we're getting into, and we're trying to get that implemented in between driving and all that to where – the parents are going to like it. They can get on their cell phone, and they'll see where the bus is at.
I was just about to ask, is there a GPS tracking device for the
buses? Yes, we do have that now.
Yeah.
And the parents will be able to see it. We can send out emails to the parent office.
Yeah.
But the biggest plus is the child will have a card they'll have to scan on the bus and off the bus. So if they try to go home with Johnny and they scan on the bus, it says wrong bus.
So they're not permitted to get on.
They're not permitted to get on. If you pull up to a stop and one kid wants to bail off, go home with his friend, when he scans it, it says wrong stop. So now you know where your student's at.
Wow, what a protocol!
Yep.
Yes.
So this is not yet in place.
We're getting the technology stuff.
Yeah.
But we got the systems at the shop.
Yeah.
And once we get all the technology stuff done through the technology department.
Yeah.
Right now we're in the process of entering the routes.
Yeah.
Which that's turned out to be pretty time consuming. But once it's in there, it's going to be a good system. out in Texas, we use this kind of system out there, and it's beneficial for any school district.
I can imagine
district.
So. That sounds like an amazing investment.
That was one thing. That was one thing that Ward has begged us for since he arrived.
Yeah, that's incredible. Is that a cost to the school? Is there a grant for that? How do you get the funding for that?
It's a cost to us, but it's there's a return on that.
Well, I would hate
the
to
say. The return is managing the kids.
I was just about to say it's not really a cost, it's an investment.
That's exactly right.
Safety part of it is you know where that child's at. Right.
Of course.
Safety part is that parent can look on that phone and actually see where the bus is at.
Yeah.
And then each campus will have a television like that one right there that they can see the movements of the bus. The plus side is, and I can't reemphasize more, is the safety.
Yeah,
you won't have to sit there and stroke out wondering, did this child get on the bus? Then you can't find the child. You'll know because it gives you the exact time he stepped on that bus and the exact time he gets off.
If you think about, you know, a lot of times we have to use substitute drivers just like we have substitute teachers.
Sure.
And so for us, having substitute drivers on that bus who have a clear map.
Yeah.
Who, you know, are, you know, somebody can't pull the wool over their eyes and try to get off at another stop.
Right.
So, you know, and if we say in our district that safety is first and foremost, then it has to be in all of our capacities.
How many other schools and systems are doing this? Is this a relatively...
There's only a couple in Alabama that I'm aware of. It's a Texas-based.
Okay.
Or...
Yeah, it's out of Texas, but a lot of districts in Texas use it. Here... I've only known of one, maybe two.
Yeah.
I do know that there is another county that's, since we've gotten ours, they're trying to get theirs going.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's a, you know, I know that's a paramount decision for you to make sure that safety is key. And another great reason to love the bus, right?
That's right.
That's incredible. How can people get more involved if they want to be a bus driver, be involved? How do they contact any and all?
Well, one of the things is you can go onto the school website and you go to human resources and then go to Hire True and fill out application. But if they want any more information, they can call BOE because a lot of times we're not around the phone. They call BOE and then they can refer give them to us, or we can get a number, and then we can explain to them what it takes to get your CDLs.
Right.
Once you get your permit, then we pick up the training, and then we go from there. I'm hoping in the future, with the facility that we got, that we can do some testing there instead of going to other places because we got a nice facility out there. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's just a lot of moving parts right now and a lot of things that we're trying to get going, but we're going in the right direction. Yes.
Well, you're doing an incredible job. It's been fascinating to hear everything that you've been talking about, and super excited about the direction of where all of this is going. So,
but I would like to say one thing before we do.
Absolutely.
I do appreciate all the drivers, and I want the parents and the public know that it's in your heart to get behind that steering wheel every day. It's a lot of people say, well, it's just a job. No, it's more than a job when you got to sit behind the steering wheel and you're dealing with student discipline, traffic, people not stopping when the stop arms are out, worrying about kids crossing the road. So I just want them to know that I do appreciate all the drivers. So,
absolutely.
I got one final thought as well, if you might. One bus plus one driver equals one big impact on education.
Yes. Wow, that's so well said. That's so true. Yeah, when you put it into perspective that way, that's true. Yeah, parting thoughts with Tom. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it.
I will mention that we're going to have an in-house career fair April 23rd, and there'll be some more information that will come out about that. So if there is anybody that's interested and, you know, maybe looks on the website and the application looks a little too much and they're not real sure about it, they can come out that night. We'll have it at our central office from 4 to 6, and they can actually get some more information. And if they need help filling out the application, we are, you know, I've got ladies in the office that would love to sit down with them and help them fill it out.
Absolutely. So. Yeah, it's a big deal. And, again, all this information can be found at scsboe.org. So thank you all so much. Tom Osborne, Christine Goodson, and Ward King, and, of course, Dr. Michelle Eller. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you for having us.